I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Tom Thayer in for Mully today. Pleased to welcome in John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB insider. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Big weekend here in Chicago. White Sox a little disappointing. The Cubs salvage a split with the Mets with a big Javi Baez home run. But people are buzzing about what happened in the Mets clubhouse afterward. John, you're familiar very much so with the New York market. Mickey Callaway, the Mets manager, had an altercation with Newsday reporter Tim Healy. That was got a little ugly. Jason Vargas got involved. What was your view of it, and how unusual do you think that is in the context of the New York media?
Well, it's not unprecedented. Stuff happens. It's New York. I was going to say I thought that Mickey Callaway would last a year. I think they asked me on MLB Network what I felt, and I thought that the golf term would be to last a year, then not come back next year, and now I'm not even so sure. The Mets don't like that kind of thing. They really don't, and they've apologized to the reporter. They've issued a statement. Tim Healy said to him after the interview, post-game interview, see you tomorrow, Mickey. And I guess Mickey took that the wrong way. I'm not sure how you can take that, but I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what tone it was said in. But see you tomorrow, Mickey. You got to just say, see you tomorrow, Tim. And that's the answer, not blow up at him and curse, and it's not good. The Mets, as I said, do not like that situation. And Vargas, to jump in there and threaten him with profanity, that's just brutal. The Mets are in a very bad way, as you guys saw.
John, is there any way, Regan, with the experience that a 80-year-old guy has in the locker room and probably every way, shape, or form, can he give any advice to anybody, whether it's an active pitcher or a manager, just trying to maybe relive a scenario that he's faced and how to walk yourself out of it?
Yeah, well, he certainly has a lot of experience. He was a Cub, I believe it was it 68 through 72, somewhere in there.
Oh,
as a
yeah.
player, it's something to see an 82-year-old man as a coach. We thought Brent Strom is about 10 years younger, in his early 70s with the Astros, and he's doing a fantastic job. Regan has a lot of energy. You see him in spring training. He was the pitching coach in Port St. Lucie up until about 3-4 years ago. He's been kind of a roving guy, so he's been there. They know him. These guys came up with him. It may not be the worst thing. I just generally do not think that kind of thing works. I mean, obviously, it's worked occasionally where you've changed the coaching staff. The Mets did in 99. They changed their coaching staff right before a series against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. I can recall like it's yesterday, and they made the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. Sometimes that managerial change works at mid-year. I mean, obviously, Bob Lemon coming in 1978 for Billy, that worked wonders for the Yankees at the miracle comeback. But, Dave Island's a guy who won two World Series rings as a pitching coach. Things are getting ugly in Queens, New York. I don't think there's any question about that.
Joined by John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB insider, host of Big Time Baseball with Josh Lewin, and a featured guest, Bob Nightingale. Also, Joe Girardi, one of our Radio.com Sports insiders. And John, new episodes every Monday and Thursday throughout the season, throughout the postseason. When you hear Joe Girardi's name, last week he was on this station, and he wasn't trying to audition for any jobs that may or may not be open, but he sounded like a guy ready to manage. He sounded like a guy open to embracing analytics and mixing the old school and new school. He reminded everybody he was Binder Joe back in the day. If, I mean, let's connect the dots here. You don't have to be a genius. The Mets might be firing Mickey Callaway. Joe Girardi knows the New York market. Is that something that is going to be the source of speculation this week?
Oh, it's clearly it's been speculated for quite a while. This is part of Callaway's frustration. There is nothing positive being said about Callaway. It's all negative, and it's all speculation about who might be the replacement. So they've got to go on about a 10-game winning streak, I think, to really save him. I understand the publicly, at least, Callaway's there for the foreseeable future, whatever that means. But, you know, I think the speculation, as you said, is ripe at this point. And certainly Girardi has been a big part of that speculation. You know, I'm not so sure they would go in that direction. I felt that Girardi is his first choice. And obviously he's got a great track record, was the manager of the year with the Marlins, 10 years with the Yankees, won a World Series, was fired off of a pretty darn good season, missed the World Series by one game and then got fired. So he's going to be getting a job. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that at some point. And he wants to manage. I think he's made that clear. I've kind of been thinking that he's holding out hope for the Cubs. He was a Cub. He's from Peoria. He went to Northwestern. I think that's a great spot for anybody. And we all know that Joe Maddon is a lame duck. No movement on that front. Maddon has made the playoffs 4 years in a row, broke the 108-year curse, and seems to be deserving of another job, but for whatever reason, they haven't jumped at it, and the trend is not to pay $6 million. Obviously, Girardi's not going to be cheap, but won't be $6 million. And, the Maddon front office relationship has been seen as a little bit tattered at times, a little bit tense at times, so I think that's something that he would look at. That would be his first choice. But, you know, these managing jobs are precious and they're not easy, and particularly for a guy with a lot of experience. And if he could get that opportunity in New York, I think he'd take it. My own speculation is that they would go in a different direction. It just, you know, there aren't that many teams that want to spend $4 million. That's what he made with the Yankees. I mean, maybe he would take less, but and I don't know if they want to take an ex-Yankee. I think he'd like to do it because he'd like to stick it to the Yankees probably a little bit. But, I think it's good speculation, but I don't see him as the likely choice.
John, in the world of baseball, when you get these outside names in these conversations, whether it be the Mets or the Cubs, is it destructive to a clubhouse or is it more of a circle the wagons type of attitude?
Well, we'll see how they respond. I think things are right now, it's pretty destructive around the Mets at this point. There's been speculation about the manager for a long time. It feels like some people are waiting. I feel that there is a little bit of finger-pointing going on what's happened. Obviously, they thought they were going to be a contender. They have not been to this point. They're not the Orioles, so it's not completely over, but it's been a pretty close to a disastrous almost first half at this point for the Mets, and I'm sensing some, at least behind the scenes, finger pointing going on. Obviously, they took a gamble. They brought in an agent, a very accomplished agent, Bertie Van Wagenen, to run things. To this point, most of the moves have not worked. Obviously, keeping Alonso with the team, keeping McNeil, that's been great. But the actual signings have been, fair to say, disastrous. I mean, Familia, bringing him back, he's been basically the worst relief pitcher in baseball. Can't be any worse than that. Cano has not been good at all. It was a thing where he didn't hustle in Miami. That wasn't good. He's been injured a few times. Lowry has not gotten on the field. And compounding it for Van Wagenen is that Cano was his client as an agent, and so was Lowry. And it's really as bad a start as you can have right now for the Mets.
John, looking at the Cubs, Javi Baez's home run last night or yesterday in the eighth inning kind of salvaged the weekend. They've been playing sloppy baseball, yet the last six games are 3-3. They're still in first place, but there's not a feeling in Chicago like the Cubs are ready to take off. There's maybe this pervasive sense of like, okay, how are they doing this? And how are there's not a lot of confidence, I think, in Cubs, among Cubs fans. What is your view of the Cubs outside of Chicago? Because, you can get so wrapped up into watching them every day, pointing out the flaws, and you look at and they're still in first place, but it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, a good team, but flawed. I think every team in that division is either good or mediocre and flawed. So they're at the upper echelon of that division. It's a tight, tough division. In some ways, it's the best division because it's the most competitive. We don't have teams tanking. Everybody's trying. I guess people in Pittsburgh might quibble at that. But, you know, they have a very good team. I think the nucleus is good, as we've talked about for years. They have very good starting pitching. Their bullpen at this point, in my mind, at least on paper, is in need. Kimbrel should help. That should be a big plus for them. That may give them a shot in the arm, no pun intended, beyond improving that pen. You know, I think they're a good team. You know, are they the best team in baseball? It doesn't feel that way right now, but certainly a bona fide contender. And right now, hanging in there, I think it's gonna be this division where it's Milwaukee and the Cubs all the way to the end. But those other three teams aren't bad either.
When you got a guy like Javi Baez and the way his aggressive approach to everything he does in a baseball field. And then you see his ability to stretch his base running opportunities. And then you look at Rizzo and some of the other guys that have trouble on the base paths. Is a guy like Baez almost enticing the other guys to try to stretch it as well as he does it? Or is it just something that you got to be smarter depending upon where the ball is in the field of play?
Yeah, I don't think you can do it like Javi if you're not if you don't have that kind of speed, that kind of talent. I mean, he is a great instinctual player, incredible with the tags, great on the base paths. You know, I've seen Rizzo have some trouble lately. His reputation is that, well, not fast. He's supposed to be a good base runner. Obviously, he's made some mistakes recently, but you know, you cannot be emulating Javi Baez. He is a one of a kind, and he's. Again, having an MVP-type season, the MVP in the National League obviously will be Bellinger or Yelich, who are having incredible years. But in another year, again, Baez could have been that guy.
Great stuff. Thanks, John. Have a great week.
All right. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
That's John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.